Now, concern being expressed at the reduction in numbers of what are deemed to be outdoor staff members of Sligo County Council. It was a matter highlighted on our news yesterday. Councillor Michael Clark is seeking to have the council seek departmental approval to recruit more outdoor staff, which now, according to him, number about a quarter of what they were 10 years ago. One of the outdoor staff is the caretaker of Sligo Cemetery, Brian Scanlon, who is also raising such concerns. And I think very pointedly, Brian Scanlon, what you're saying is that there are now over only, 10 people, 10 outdoor workers looking after a city of the size of Sligo, which is, about 25,000 of a population. That is the case.
Yes, Niall. Well, you see, if you go to the county council today and ask them how many outdoor staff there is, they'll tell you there's 35 in the Sligo town area.
Yeah.
The problem is, they don't break it down for you. 11 of those 35 are counted, are school wardens. There's traffic wardens included. And then there's 4 in the parks. There's 2 in the cemetery. And when it comes down to figures, basically there's 10 men in for roads, which basically is everything else. And one man is a foreman, and there's 9 men where in a situation 20 years ago, there was 25.
Okay,
so that's what the numbers were down to now.
Right, so that has an obvious effect on the upkeep and maintenance of roads and so forth. And we're seeing that, you feel, on an increasing basis.
There was a swing back a couple of years ago to, bring in contractors for everything. Once upon a time, the outdoor staff swept the town, cleaned the gullies, lifted the bins. You know, the whole lot was privatized. And, as a shop steward, we've done our best. But the national agreements, where I voted against every national agreement, because where it basically said that no one would be made redundant. And that was the kind of big carrot, the unions threw at us. But also included in those national agreements was ways around of not keeping up the numbers of the outdoor staff and to contract work out,
Well, I should have clarified at the outset that you're coming at this and you're speaking on this issue as a union representative. Isn't that right?
Well, I'm speaking as a shop steward for the men in the air in Sligo Town. And I've seen it in my time going from about 55 to 60 men down now to I think this morning the man told me here this morning there's 6 men in the air this morning. And are we running a village or are we running a city? You know, people have to start making up their minds. We need to have crews there that's able to go out in the morning and we have a fall of rain, a good heavy fall of rain now, and we haven't got the men to go out and just clear the leaves, clear the gullies on the drop of a hat, where we would have those men years ago, and the roads, wouldn't be flooded and the gullies were cleaned. Every gully in this town used to be cleaned on a rota basis during the week. A man used to go out in different parts of it every week, and the gullies were cleaned, every week. That doesn't happen anymore.
So why has there been such a decrease? Is it a decision by the county council, or is it higher up?
In my opinion, it's the policy of the county council to contract everything out. If you're a manager or an engineer, and you contract something out, the company that you contracted out has to take responsibility that the job is done right. You don't have to oversee it, and basically, it makes it life is easier for an engineer if he's not over the project personally himself, and it's the easy way out for management. And that's where we're gone. Now, we've tried to get there's a couple of issues going on at the moment. I personally and a SIPTU representative have tried in the last 2 or 3 months to get a meeting, even if it's on Zoom or Teams or whatever it's on, and we're getting no response in the last 2 or 3 months to get a meeting with anyone. And basically we should be looking at Dublin, the outdoor staff in the Sligo town area.
Okay.
And for 10 men to be looking after a city, you know, of 30,000 people. It's banana stuff.
Right, okay. Well, people are now texting in relation to this, wondering how this could be allowed to happen. Why wasn't it, or maybe it was highlighted before now? And somebody else says it comes down to productivity at the end of the day, and that's something that unions and shop stores like Brian should address.
Well, I tell you, Niall, what happened was, this is my own opinion, what happened was in the national agreements, if you go through them in fine detail, it actually says that if the outdoor staff aren't capable of doing a job or haven't got the equipment to do a job, it could be contracted out. Now, what happened there was there was men capable of putting in concrete footpaths, there was men capable of doing replacing pipes and doing other jobs around the town, but the management starved them off the equipment. They didn't buy new trucks, they didn't buy new Kango hammers, they didn't buy... So in the end of the hunt, they could say it to the outdoor staff, well, you haven't got the equipment, we've got to contract it out. And that's what happened. You know, there was a clause in those agreements to work around it, that they could contract everything out.
Right. Okay.
And I suppose the unions were saying, you know, well, you're not going to lose your job. But the bottom line here is now, I'm 60 years of age. I'm just trying to think, is there any man in the air under 50? There could be maybe one man under 50 in the air that I know of. You know, and it's just no one has been recruited. They recruited a couple of men a couple of years ago, and they were all professional. They were all self-employed plumbers and carpenters in another life. Instead of giving young people a chance, you know, I believe we should take on young men or women who, you know, maybe dropped out of school at 15 or 16 who were bright, but school didn't agree with them. And that was always a great thing for the outdoor staff. It was an opportunity for them to get in and kind of build a career for themselves. You know, we should be, and all the apprenticeships, we should be having apprenticeships, plumber apprenticeships. We should have apprentices in the garden itself, in the parks department. Like, in the parks department, there's four people, and they're doing a marvellous job. But look at the size of the town and all the parks. You know, they easy should have 8 or 10 people.
Okay, a lot of
people. And I have been on here with you, sorry, many times regarding the cemetery. The cemetery has grown and grown and grown, and there's two men in it since the 1930s. And we've constantly looking for two extra men to just maintain the place, just to cut the grass, to cut the bushes, and we're not getting anywhere.